Hi there, my name is Jessica Izquierdo. I work with Child Fund International, and I have an amazing cough, so I'm going to try to see if I can get through this without sharing it with you. So today we're going to be looking at a couple projects that we've done in family planning integration, as well as the introduction of DepoPrevera, otherwise known as DMPA. So we're going to look at the safety, accessibility, and feasibility of introducing DepoPrevera in a community-based distribution scheme. We'll also look at national scale-up strategies, as well as implications for youth. I have no relationships to disclose. So Child Fund International, thank you, works through a global alliance in more than 58 countries. We serve about 15 million youth and adolescents and children globally, and we work through a life stage approach. So we're looking at healthy and secure infants, 0 to 5, educated and confident children, 6 to 14, and skilled and involved youth, 15 to 24. In Zambia, we've been working since 1983, and we have a team there that's been specializing in community-based distribution of family planning. Now, for those who have worked in Zambia, you would know that there's disparate coverage of family planning. In urban areas, we see 42% rates of utilization of modern methods, compared to in rural areas where we see about 28%. Now, the unmet need across the country is 27, so we know that there's still work to be done. So in 2006, Child Fund Zambia started a family planning integration project, and that was looking at increasing coverage to those populations that are harder to reach, mainly in rural areas. So we were looking at really utilizing those touch points and layering messages of family planning. A part of that was that peer education scheme. A part of it was creating community health workers that were able to reach households and women that had originally not been able to reach those health posts. And what we found was that there was a really positive reception to the project. So we saw that the family planning users just about doubled. We saw a 5% increase in awareness of family planning methods throughout the community. Spousal communication increased by about 30%. And we saw that birth spacing as well rose significantly. So we knew that this mechanism, this scheme for community-based distribution of family planning, of awareness raising, was a potential opportunity. And originally, the method mix hadn't included injectables. And so in 2009, in collaboration and support from FHI 360, we thought, well, maybe we can look at introducing injectables for the first time in Zambia. And so when we introduced the project, we wanted to look at a few different specific components. So obviously safety was our number one priority. Would there be any deterioration in the safety or administration of DepoPrevera if it was done by a community-based distributor as compared to that which is done in health clinics? We also wanted to know if the clients would be satisfied, if it would be accepted by the community, if it would be encouraged by spouses, as well as others. We really wanted to understand as well the change in workload. So we know that the high burden on health workers in clinics and health posts really deteriorates the quality as well as the number of users in these facilities. And so if we're able to shift the workload into communities, would that create more access? Would that enable them to reach more women? So we wanted to look at the impact as well and also the cost per couple years protection. So could we reach more women at a greater cost, or lesser cost, more effective? So the project built off of the Family Planning Integration Project. So originally we had a criteria list of those that would be community-based distributors. Basically those that had already provided family planning with the original method mix of condoms and oral contraceptives. They then underwent a theory and practice-based training in which they had mentors, and they learned how to provide injectables. They were observed. They were observed in the field as well as within clinics. They learned how to use the medical eligibility checklist as well as how to refer clients to health clinics where they were directly aligned with a specific provider and a specific clinic so that women could go and get their second follow-up shot. They underwent on-the-job training, so once they had accomplished their trainings and they had passed their different assessments, they were then able to have mentorship throughout the entirety of the project. We also wanted to understand how we could strengthen the role of youth. So my job specifically focuses on adolescent sexual and reproductive health, But as you're seeing here, this project is not specific to adolescents. It was looking at women of reproductive ages. But we know that we're capturing youth in our catchment and our beneficiaries, but we also wanted to know how we could include them in the project and the actual implementation. So youth played two different roles. They provided peer education, so that contributed to that awareness raising around family planning. And we also tried to see how they would function as community-based distributors themselves. So for us, youth ranges from 15 to 24 years of age. So we were looking at that higher age bracket to see whether they would function well. In terms of the outcomes from this pilot project, we saw that it was very welcomed by the community. So 98% of the women reported no side effects, which was well received. 94% received a second injection. 93% wanted to get another injection, so that's speaking to the idea of continuing that form of contraceptives. 98% were satisfied with that client-CBD relationship, and 98% would recommend to their friends to come and use injectables. And as I said, we also wanted to look at feasibility as well as cost, and so we found that from the district health officers that more than 50% of them had reported a decrease of DMPA and family planning clients at their clinics. So that shift in workload was happening. We saw that about 35% of women reported their first DMPA injection as their first ever use of a family planning method, right? So that was a really exciting finding for us. We also saw that the client continuation rates were pretty high at 63%. And with those rates at 63%, we actually found that then the cost per couple years protection for DMPA in addition to pills, actually ranged from about 11 to 23, if we had that 63%. Here we have listed $61 as the upper range. So once we knew that the pilot worked, we had support from the government to scale up, right? The question was, this is great, we see that it's working, but if it's going to ever have an impact on Zambia's population, then how can you do this at scale? So we looked at training more community-based distributors. We looked at expanding throughout the two pilot sites. And what we can see here in this data, if it's readable, is that we saw that shift in workload continue to broaden. So we saw in 2011 that for contraceptive pills, we had a 38% rate of those obtaining them through CBDs. And a year later, after the scale-up, we saw it increase by more than 10%. Similarly, for Depo-Provera, we saw 19% obtaining access through CBDs in 2011, and we saw it increase to 28% by 2012. So we were able to really see that there was a difference and that scale-up was also possible. And so scaling up isn't enough unless we're able to scale up across the rest of the country. Child Fund had received permission, a specific permission from the government, to be able to provide injectables through community-based distributors, which other organizations weren't allowed to do. And so at this point, it wasn't enough. So we worked with the government to revise the national health policy. We looked at developing a national scale-up plan. And at this point, we're simply waiting for approvals. And so what we're currently looking at, in order to kind of keep this momentum and push this final leg of policy approvals through, we're continuing a second scale-up within the project sites, Mwamba as well as Shibuyuni districts. We're establishing a learning site. So this learning site provides the opportunity for the government to have a bit more ownership over the project. It allows them to invite other nations, other specialists to come and see how this community-based scheme is working, how we're able to reach women, and the way that we're implementing mentorship and on-the-job trainings. And that's really our hope, to see that we'd be able to push this policy through. We're also looking at strengthening the linkages within the existing pilots and scale-ups that we mentioned. And really at this point, what we're trying to understand is how to keep that focus on youth. The Advancing Partners and Communities, which is the team that really supports this project, and many others across other nations, the focus has been more on introducing injectables for the first time. It's been on integrating family planning, but there's not been the opportunity to look at focusing on youth. So this year, what we're trying to see is whether we can include customized messaging for youth, if we'd be able to reach them to provide better referrals or stronger linkages with health systems so that they would be able to access contraceptives that are more appropriate for them or might be longer acting. We also want to revisit that idea of youth as community-based distributors because we saw that we couldn't keep them in the system. They transitioned very quickly. We had a high dropout rate as they moved on to different levels of education or they obtained different jobs, and so we weren't really able to keep them within the program. And so what we look at this year is whether we can provide different incentives, different motivations that would keep them as a part of this project. And so, in trying to provide more time for my colleagues, I just say thank you to the national government of Zambia. They're a huge part of this project, and we're waiting for that final push for authorization to roll this out across the country. The team at APC, Advancing Partners in Communities, have been wonderful, as well as the Child Fund Zambia team. Thank you.